This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're still looking into the Russians a year later. What have we learned? Steve Bannon and Cambridge Analytica. What does that mean? The two-step in those two were doing. I'll explain. And Giuliani saying you can't indict the president. Oh, so much is coming out of D.C. What direction do we head in? That, in fact, is the big question. Let's talk about this. How about the news that it's been exactly a year since Robert Mueller started his investigation, the FBI director, into looking into the Russian collusion, if there was some, in our 2016 elections? I think there's no doubt that there was the Russian meddling in the election. But the question is, where did it all come from? Cambridge Analytica is like a curse word in some circles. And Trump's ex-advisor, Steve Bannon, used the data firm involved in the Facebook scandal to discourage voting, apparently, in the 2016 election. Tell us something we don't know. The whistleblower, whose disclosures about Cambridge Analytica shook the tech world, of course, over questions about privacy, and told Congress on Wednesday that the company engaged in efforts to discourage or suppress voting. Christopher Wiley, a former employee of Cambridge Analytica, blew the whistle on the misuse of the Facebook information, told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the company offered services to discourage voting from targeted sections of American population. In fact, Wiley claimed that Mr. Bannon sees cultural warfare as the means to create enduring change in American politics. It was for this reason Mr. Bannon engaged the company, a foreign military contractor, to build an arsenal of informational weapons he could deploy on the American population. Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, asked Christopher Wiley if one of Bannon's goals was to suppress voting or discourage certain individuals from, yes, punching their card, touching the screen. And this young former employee of that company said, that was my understanding. So there you go. He also outlined during his testimony, by the way, how he believed it might have been possible for the Facebook data of American voters to have been obtained by Russia. Wiley highlighted how Cambridge University professor Alec Kogan was able to do what he was able to do. He said he believed it wasn't possible that Cambridge Analytica was a target of the Russian security services, and that Kogan's computer could have been hacked during his visit there. So what do we know now? We know exactly what I just told you. This was the latest flap in did they or did they not help the Russians? Wow. I think it's interesting that it's been a year. It's hard to believe, isn't it? A year. Oof. Time flies. In the meantime, that's not the only thing being discussed in Washington. Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen, heavy on the minds of many. So what's the latest with Michael Cohen? The latest with Michael Cohen is they're turning over everything they can related to Cohen and what he did or didn't do in the name of the president or not in the name of the president. And, of course, it goes back to payments, $130,000 to Stormy Daniels and then some other things he was paid by different firms as a consultant. In the meantime, Rudy Giuliani says he revealed Trump's Stormy Daniels repayment to beat upcoming financial disclosures, and that's the reason that he revealed them. He also said that Mueller's team told Trump's lawyers they can't indict a president, so they're not thinking there's any kind of a problem here. Rudy Giuliani said they can't indict. At least they acknowledged that to us after some battling. All they get to do is write a report. A lack of an indictment would not necessarily mean the president's in the clear. Mueller could issue a report making referrals or recommendations to the House of Representatives. And who knows what happens there. But clearly the indictment process, that won't happen in this case. They're following Justice Department rules. How about just the facts? Just let's go with the facts. Why don't we start from there? Just give them to us, right? And that's it. That's what we want to know. And it's just so crazy that this continues to go on. And we keep hearing that something new, something exciting, something unbelievable, something earth-shattering is going to drop. But are we seeing that something earth-shattering dropping? Never, ever would you have a boring day covering this White House or anything to do with politics these days. Because some new twist, something else seems to happen day in and day out. Meanwhile, when Russia was on the tip of the tongues of so many, the Senate, when you weren't looking, voted Wednesday to pass a measure that would repeal changes to net neutrality rules that were recently adopted by the Republican-controlled Federal Communications Commission. It was backed by all 49 Dems and Republican Senators, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, John Kennedy. It's going to be sent to the House, where it will go nowhere. Murkowski said she's frustrated by the politics of net neutrality, says it hurts her large and rural state, which has unique internet needs. There you go. That's what you got to think about. She's saying we basically move forward a measure that isn't going to become law because this president isn't going to sign it. And so we sent yet another political message, but when are we going to get down to the actual legislation that both sides profess we need to have? There is the question. When are we going to get down to the actual legislation that both sides profess we need to have? They never talk about any of this. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke after the vote to begin debate earlier Wednesday, arguing that at stake is the future of the Internet. And he said the Democratic position is simple. Let's treat the Internet like the public good that it is. So where does it go from here? We don't know. Limbo until we know the vote. Remember, the FCC voted in December to repeal the protections that were slapped on during the Obama era. We're jumping over the fence. Don't get hurt, but jump with us, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too.
These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k.
You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy.
Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Here on America Tonight, we need to have Donovan back on with us. I was looking at cars the other day, and I was thinking, I know very little about cars, but I do like them. And then I look up what they cost, and I say, oh boy. You know, speaking of this on a different level, Ford apparently is going to resume production of their F-150s on Friday. And why is that? Such a popular car. It's a best-selling truck, rather. It's best-selling and most profitable vehicle, they say. There was a fire at the supplier plant in Michigan, and that's what pushed the production aside for a while. So who knew? Did you know that the Ford F-150 was very, very, very much a popular vehicle and was heavily sold, in fact, the most sold? Now you know. If you tuned in, you figured that out. I wonder if Dan in Cross Plains, Texas, has an F-150. Maybe. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Well, I don't have an F-150. I've got a Nissan Frontier.
Ah, they're nice.
It's brand new. It's got all the bells and whistles. It does everything that you could ever want a truck to do except fly. But if you put your foot on the accelerator just a little bit, it seems like you're flying.
That's neat. Now, what color? Wait a second now. You can't just leave us. One question. What color is it?
Black.
I like black too. Yeah,
glossy black. In fact, we just had a beautiful little rainstorm here, and we've been had a lot of dust in between. Of course, you know that being in Texas.
Yeah.
And it just washed everything away so clean, and I took it down, and then I went out and dried it all off when all the sun was all done and polished it from
nice.
Head to foot, and it just gleams.
Nice.
Now,
love it.
I'd like to talk to you about a couple little things, but I also had a joke for you. Have I got only a little bit of time?
I want to hear the joke, yes.
Okay. These two guys' sailboat went down on them, and they survived by jumping into a little dinghy. And so they're floating around for a couple of days, and one guy's sleeping, and the other guy's on watch. So this one guy on the watch was hanging on to the tiller, and something goes bang, 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 up against the little dinghy. And so he looks over the side. Here's this huge bottle. He thinks, wow, maybe there's something good to drink in there. So he pulled the cork out, and lo and behold, a genie appeared. And the genie says, I will grant you any wish you want for having freed me. And the guy, without thinking, says, genie, turn this entire ocean into ice-cold beer. And instantly he did, and he was gone, just splash, gone. And so when the other guy woke up, the other guy told him what happened. And they start drinking this beer out of the cups that they had. And they're just down in beer like there's no tomorrow. And all of a sudden, one of them stands up and says, oh, my God. He says, what's wrong? He says, the only place we got to pee is the boat.
I love it.
I got some more for you in the future. Okay.
Good.
Now, this net neutrality thing, I want to touch on that for just a second. I want to get into something about Mueller and his bull crap. The new net neutrality thing was the thing for the Democrats to have a cash cow that they could control, and they could control it all across the entire United States and get money coming into their little coffers. That was part of Obama's little bad scheme. So by reversing it, the only people that's upset about it is the left-wing Republicans like Murkowski and the main babe and one other Republican that was a traitor and all the Democrats, which are all in favor of getting their hands back on this money supply after they get rid of Trump, they hope. So since they're not going to get anything out of it, it was all just show and tell, blah, 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 blah. And always with the Democratic leader standing up and making a statement and sounding all humanitarian in reality, they're just a bunch of money-grubbing pigs. So that's the way I feel about it. Now, Mueller, this guy and Rosenstein are in the tank, and they're all for the Obamites and the deep state, and this is going to come to an end. And then I think we ought to start doing some investigations on getting rid of Rosenstein and maybe putting him in jail. Also, Mueller, putting him in jail, along with all the rest of the left-wing loonies that are out there that occupy the deep state. And this is one of the best presidents we have ever had, and he's got more done in the 18 months that he's actually been able to get some stuff started than any four presidents before him. All the way back to Reagan was the only one that was able to get anything like what he's gotten done. And the Republicans refused to back him like they should, or he'd got even more done. And the man is going to take this country and change it to the positive and make America great again. And God bless him for it. Well, that's my two cents, babe. Now, how about you?
Wait, I want to ask you this question. Do most of the people around you feel the same way, or is it kind of a mixed bag?
No. We got a real small minority of diehard Democrats. I mean, really, really small. Most of them are over to Brownwood. When you call the station over there with Mark Cope, you can ask him, and he'll tell you the same thing. And, oh, by the way, have you been sick or something? We've been getting a whole lot of reruns.
I was sick. I lost my voice for a couple of days, yeah.
Oh, my God, no. We can't have that, baby.
No, I'm good. Good now. Totally good.
And tell Paul I said hi.
I will tell him that. There you go. Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dan. Thank you. I love it. I love that he is driving that Nissan that he was talking about, that truck, because I was looking up the trucks after the F-150. And what an interesting difference in comparing those two vehicles. I don't know why that was on my mind. Like comparing presidents, I suppose. The thing is you look at the poll numbers, and here's what's going to be, to me, really interesting. Time has just flown by, and we're coming up on 2 years. So that means, before you know it, we're going to be talking about the upcoming next time there's a presidential election. And it seems, as long as his health is okay, he's I'm going to be curious as to what Democrats are going to run 2 years from now, and before you know it, we'll be there. That's what we'll be talking about. After Hillary Clinton, then you have Elizabeth Warren versus the incoming president, who, to the point of Dan, are his numbers going to be high in as you get closer to that day? And there's the answer to that is we certainly don't know. It depends on what happens in a couple of different areas, far besides what's happening here domestically, foreign affairs wise, when you've got this shaky situation with Russia and what's going to happen with South Korea is going to be an interesting thing to watch in June. But there are some possible moves that could be made that will make a very big difference gliding into another presidential year. You ever notice with presidents, I don't care who they are, it's really true. They do. I think it almost is like they age in dog years. I've taken the tour. I've taken the tour and I've seen the portraits and I've interviewed some of the presidents. I certainly have seen the difference as all of us age, but it seems like the aging process gets sped up. Something to do with perhaps the stress of the job is what I'm thinking, right? So, something interesting happened that we're going to be talking about coming up in our next two segments here on America Tonight. We're going to talk about presentation skills on the stage. Everybody has to give a speech eventually with my pal Nikki Nanos. And then there is another surprise guest as well, who you will meet coming up next here on ATN. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Angelica Wolf. She's written a book called 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. And I have to tell you, I was so intrigued with the title, got the book, have gone through it, and really trying to just do it every day because I want to jump ahead. But I guess that's the beauty of this, that you could learn something every day, or if you wanted to jump ahead, you could do the same thing. But think of inspirational quotes and think of trying to find direction in a day where maybe you're having a rough day or just in any normal day whatsoever. Angelica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So what was the inspiration for you behind this?
When poetry, basically, that's how I started it. I wrote a lot of poetry when I was a young girl, probably started on 10, 12, all the way through my teenage years.
Wow, and so this was a way to take your poetry and lay it out?
You know, it started as poetry, but it changed, to be honest with you. It changed because I believe my religion is Christianity. So when I started reading the Bible, it went on that direction. I wanted to write, whether or not it was about God or something else, I wanted to find something positive to write about.
You know, when you say that, and that's it in a nutshell, and that's what I got from it, something positive to write about? Was it hard to boil it down? Because once you start to do that and you write and you find quotes and you find meanings and you create quotes, I mean, you probably have enough, or you could have enough for a couple books, right?
Yeah, that's right. I started it years ago. This particular book took me almost 2 years, mainly because when you're writing, you have to go back and then reread and then rewrite it. And things don't come across at times as you want others to understand it, or you try for others to get your meaning across, to take it to heart. And that is very hard to put together. It's very hard to write positive, to be honest with you, and especially inspirational. It takes a lot of emotional thinking, in a way.
Do you, so in doing that, as you said, it's hard to write positive and emotional thinking. Was there a particular place where you found where you could quiet your other thoughts and write? I mean, you know, a lot of times when people listening to this, I think some of them can relate to it. When you're trying to pull something together, like you said, it took you 2 years. Was there a place that you went to write, or was there a time of day that was best for you when you could quiet the other noise?
I write every night, just about, probably about 30 minutes every night, and almost every day. And some of the stuff I write, of course, it turns into nothing. I reread what I wrote, let's say, a week ago, and some of that is it's no meaning whatsoever. I have to just trash it. But it's a process, and you get better at it day by day. And as long as you stay focused on the things you want to get across to others, and my focus is to be inspirational, to be positive, even at times when I don't feel positive that day or I don't feel good about something that day, I wish that others, you know, are always like me. We all struggle with being in a good mood, and we all struggle daily with maybe not feeling well today. But you still gotta put out there the best of you, and that's pretty hard for everybody, I believe.
Boy, I so agree with that. And we're speaking to Angelica Wolf. She's got a book called 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. Do you have, after pulling this together, do you have a favorite quote? Or is there one in the book that really lifts you up, or one that you really just like the best, or a couple?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. On my book, well, let's see here. My book is not all about Christianity, by the way. It's about everyday experiences, or maybe even going back years on your life, you know, something that might have happened to you that someone did to you that you're going back and think about it. And the years have passed, and now you are a little more mature, and you see it a little bit different, or you see it for what it was when at the time when it was happening to you, you didn't. You did not understand why it was happening and exactly what were the outcome in your life and the impact on your life. So I got a good one here that I really like. It's you cannot separate creativity from emotion. You can train the unskilled. You can coach the untalented. But creativity is a gift. And I truly believe in that.
Boy, I surely do too. That's a great quote. That you're right. You can train, etc., but creativity is absolutely a gift. When you and so there's an example of something that it's short, it's easy to read. When you started and you take 365 days and you're picking out quotes and you're looking at the days, March is different from December, and obviously October, what we celebrate then, is different from the middle of the summer. Did you try to match the quotes to the months or days a little bit? Did you think about that at all?
Actually, no, that's a great point. I didn't. Maybe I should have. But instead, what I did is I divided the book on concepts or themes. You know, for instance, part of my book is dedicated to the military. Another is dedicated to children. So I split it in four different sections, Christianity, and then a little bit of everything.
Yes,
yeah, so I call it popery.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought that was so clever. Why the military? What was the strong pull toward the military?
Well, in my past, in my prior marriage, I was a military wife, so therefore I understand the struggles. The low paying job for the hours and hours of work. But my son is also in the military. So I got great sympathy and great respect for the military, but not just because of my family. This is because there are some good people out there in uniform. I can speak for everybody, but I can certainly speak for my own family.
Mm-hmm. What about children? So you mentioned your son, and obviously he's very important to you. What are your thoughts on children and life?
I believe, Kate, that if you love your children, as hopefully all of us do, and you try to become not just the loving parent, but also the person that corrects them when they need to be corrected, then you most likely will succeed. We all make mistakes along the way. And growing up, my father never spanked me. He believed that love could do it all. And I told you, I did some things as a teenager, and I just wish he would have, you know, hit me with the belt a couple of times because I really needed it growing up. I thought I was invincible, and I think I learned from that. And I think that when kids are doing wrong, then you have to step in and try to stop from going any further. Try to stop them from becoming disrespectful or too easygoing or maybe too obsessive about things. Everyone has a child that has a person, a set of skills, but also personality. And personality is not something that you necessarily teach. It's just something you should manage.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I explained myself.
Yeah, you explained yourself really, really well. And again, we're speaking with Angelica Wolf. You want to pick up her book, 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your book?
I hope they walk away with at least one quote, if not more, but at least one that they can relate to, that they can learn from. A lot of what I wrote is personal experience. And like me, some incidents or experiences do repeat on the lives of others on a different place, on a different time. But we all have the same struggles around the world. I think as human race, we all face the same things, the same difficulties over and over. And I hope that they can find at least one quote that they identify themselves with. And, you know, shoot me an email if you saw it differently or what happened in your case. If it was similar to my experience, how do you put it together? And how do you react after it? And as the years goes by, for those who experience pain, for them to be healed, for them to catch something in this book that would give them hope that not everybody out there is bad, that not everything we do is meaningless, but rather that we all are here with a purpose. And when we find our call, and when we find ourselves, and when we believe in something, whether it's Christianity or God or yourself or your family or love, whatever that is, that it can bring you some peace.
Wow, beautiful place to stop this. And tell everyone that you can pick up Angelica's book, Amazon.com, 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. Angelica, it was so nice meeting you, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
No. Oh, you're a hard one.
but I know that you...
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the show tonight, Nikki Manos. She has such an interesting background, and she's got a book out that talks about public speaking, and it's called Act One. She's actually got three acts. What does it take to become a public speaker? And there's five key lessons that we're going to talk about. Nikki, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kate. I'm really excited. Excited to be with you.
Here's the first thing. A lot of people will say, oh, I don't want to be a public speaker. But the thing is, everybody at some point in their life has to give a speech, right?
That's true. I mean, we're in front of people all the time. It's constant communication. We're like doing mini speeches every single day of our lives.
So knowing that, what is one of the first things you tell somebody when they say, oh, my gosh, it's the PTA, it's the city council, it's my job, I have to do a report, it's this opportunity I have, it's even all the way up to TEDx talks because they're so popular right now for just ordinary people that are doing extraordinary things. What's one of the first things that you tell them?
Well, the first things I tell them probably is the first thing that they say to me is they're all going like, oh, my God, I'm so freaked out. I'm scared. I don't know how to speak in front of people. And they get all nervous and the nerves kind of take over. So the first thing I talk to them about is really just being themselves and think of it as a conversation between you and a friend. And constantly just keep that in your mind. And even when you first get out in front of an audience, is find those friends in the audience and direct to those first few lines to them, because they'll have that smiling face and they'll be receptive to what you're going to say. But there's so much more to it, we all know. And when people talk about being afraid and how do I calm my nerves, one of the things I really say to them is learn how to breathe correctly and take those deep breaths in, not those breaths that go like that, because that constricts you and puts more pressure on your chest. Yeah. And a lot of people do that. And I've seen it even taught wrong on YouTube videos where they say, take in a deep breath. And I'm going, no, no, no. You know, you've got to learn to let your lungs expand out this way and your diaphragm fills up from the air from the bottom of your lungs. And it's that diaphragmatic muscle that helps you control things. And when you can take in a deep breath and get it down to that diaphragm, just take it in through your nose, let it go down your esophagus and fill in that, you know, get that little belly that comes out. You see babies breathe like this all the time. We somehow get out of the habit of breathing correctly. And you take it in through your nose and then let it slowly blow out through your mouth. And that really can help people start to calm down before they speak.
Nikki, that's all great advice. What about when you get on a stage and being aware of your body and where you're moving? I've seen people kind of pace like alley cats up and down the stage, and it gets me dizzy, frankly, and I'm an easy audience member. And I think that also goes to nerves, too. What do you tell people about planting? Do they plant, or should they move a little to the right and the left? Does it depend?
Well, I think the movement should come from you naturally. And one of the first things I tell people is stay still on your points. When you're making a point, that's where you really got to plant yourself solid. You can move on transitions. You can move when you're transitioning to a whole new thought. And you don't even have to say anything. You can use a few words that are transitional words before you get to the next point and then plant yourself again. So that's what I try to make everybody feel that natural movement, because it really is natural in us. It's just that people start concentrating so much on the speaking part and the fear part that they just start wandering back and forth, or they just stand totally still and don't even move. They're like stiff, you know, nothing's moving. They're just, you know, they're like deer in the headlights, you know, kind of thing.
What happens if you get there? And I love that idea of plant when you're saying the point so people can really focus on that and pay attention to that. It goes back to the whole nerves thing again, and you just start to think about other things that you have going on. What happens to people who lose their place? And I've seen some people, sadly, really panic, and I want to just reach out and tell them, just keep going. What do you tell people that they should do if they kind of lose where they are?
If you lose where you're at, one of the things that you can do is you can direct it back to the audience and say, now, what was the last thing I said? And that really is giving them like kind of that little cue that will say like, oh, she just wants to see if we were listening. And they'll tell you, and that gives you sometimes a little time to get back on track. And that can, you know, clue you back in. Or you can kind of have fun with it and say, well, I just lost my train of thought and I thought my 90-year-old mother was having problems, you know. So you can turn it around to the audience in some way, make them laugh with you at the fact. And you could say something, well, I'm going to get back to that, so no problem. You know, we'll get back to it. I know it's going to come back to me somehow, and make a joke of it.
Right, and that goes to authenticity. Keep hearing that. People want people to be authentic. So it's okay to say what you just said, right? To say, whoops, you know how that is, a short-term memory loss for me, or I'm thinking, you know, my kids today, I had to drop them off and the dog ran wild and went through a mud puddle, or whatever you say. But just being yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. Being yourself. And don't apologize, though, because that's what really, when you start apologizing to an audience going, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot where I'm at. I don't know what's next. And I'm so sorry. People keep repeating that. And what happens, it draws more attention to the negative. And it's harder to get out of a negative spot than it is making light of it or asking the audience, now, where was I? Or what did I just say? And bringing it back to you. It gives you a moment to, you know, recollect your thoughts. Sometimes even, which we used as actors, because, you know, I have an acting background. And one of the things we used as actors was the fact that we would repeat the last line we said. And that would help us click right back on track again.
There you go. That's a great hint right there.
Yeah.
And we're speaking with Nikki Nana. She's the author of the book Act One, Five Lessons from the Stage for Public Speakers. And you mentioned it. You have an acting background. Tell us a little bit about that. And I think you worked on a pretty popular show.
Yeah, my acting background, really, I've got a Master of Fine Arts in Acting from California Institute of the Arts. Today, California Institute of the Arts is one of the top schools in theater across the country. And that was California. I'm from Michigan originally, did my undergraduate in Michigan. And what now, see, talking about forgetting, what was that last question you asked me?
Yeah, your acting background, because you worked on a big television show, too.
Yeah, I did work on Walker, Texas Ranger, and I did locations. I wasn't in front of the camera. I was behind the scenes. But I worked in locations, and the last year and a half that I worked in locations was absolutely fantastic because I worked specifically with the stunt unit. And talk about when you have to work with people, man, that was an incredible experience.
So you saw what it was like. Obviously, actors have to memorize lines. What happens when, and you must have worked with Chuck Norris, and I heard he's a master at memorization. Is that true?
Well, actually, he had a coach, and he had a coach working with him every single morning, going over lines with him. So that helps you because every day you've got new lines, a different scene, everything's out of context. So, you know, you're filming the end of the series first, and then all of a sudden you're going back to the beginning of the series 3 days later. It, you know, just depends on the locations to make it easier for the crew. And so, yeah, so he had a coach that worked with him every day.
So I mentioned that we go back to your book, Act One, and then you've got two other books that are coming out, Act Two and Act Three. And what will they dive into?
Well, Act Two is basically I'm going to focus more on your body, your voice, and your mind and the things and how you can use your voice to help you express things. So, you know, it's like, how are you saying it? And having more expression in your voice, because you don't want to be sitting there listening to someone like this who talks like, because we all know that, you know, that's been used 100 times, but it still always brings us a little laugh to people's face because we've all had professors like that. So learning to just use that flexibility in your voice when you have to speak soft to, you know, bring it down to that whisper and that kind of grabs people's attention too. Or when you have to be really big, you know, and get excited about something. So that's what I want to focus on, that because a lot of people don't understand about using your voice and your body. Oh my gosh, gesturing. Gesturing is not just your hands. It's your face. It's your whole body. And I'm one of those people that tells everybody, you got to feel what you're speaking about from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes to the ends of your fingertips. Because if you're not feeling it, you're just like this puppet that's moving. I've seen people speak like this, and I've seen actors do this. All the movement is from the waist up, and the bottom part is totally still. It's like you've got this disconnected body. And so, you know, those are things that I really want people to concentrate on. And then the other thing that I really want to focus on is actually starting to write your speech.
Ah, yeah. Boy, and we'll have to have you back on to talk about that. Nikki, if people want to find your book, where can they find it? And tell us your website.
Well, the book is on Amazon. It's a Kindle now, so you can download it from Amazon, or you can get it through my website, which is www.nikkinanos.com.
Nikki, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. It's been great.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.